So, Carol, exactly what Medicare health plans and drug plans are we talking about here?
We're talking about the plans that are not traditional Medicare. It's the ones that the drug plans are just for prescription drugs, and the health plans are the ones that are like HMOs and similar plans that cover everything, soup to nuts.
What is the purpose of these letters? Why is Medicare sending them out?
Medicare wants tax dollars to be used in the best possible way, and it wants Medicare patients to go to the plans that will get them the best possible care. It's been sitting on a mountain of data for years, and now it's wanting to share those ratings with patients in the hope that patients will use it to go to the best plans.
So only patients who have plans that are rated below average will get the letter. Patients with plans that are higher than that will not. You found that certain plans do better than others. They can go to our website, healthnewsflorida.org, to see all of the plans. But tell me about just maybe one of them that affects a lot of people that didn't rate so well.
The largest plan that did poorly is Universal Health Care's Any plan. It is very popular in the Tampa Bay area, Central Florida. They are big, and they are popular. And the reason they're popular is they give seniors their $99 premium back each month. You can actually join that plan for next to nothing. However, it did not rate well. It was down at the level of 2 stars, 2.5, and that's not good. So they'll be getting letters.
And you spoke with someone at the company. What did they say?
The chief administrative officer, Sandip Patel, tells me they have this whole plan laid out on how they're going to go for it. They're energized. They say, we're going to get out of the basement. We're going to get to 5 stars. Believe us. So we'll see.
Meanwhile, there's another company that you've covered in the past that might get the award for most improved.
It's Humana. Humana Gold Plus HMO. It used to be a joke in Florida. When I was at the St. Pete Times, now the Tampa Bay Times, in the early 90s, Humana Gold Plus was so bad that doctors were leaving in droves. They were calling me to yell and complain about how bad it was, and the patients were too. And the reason for that is that Humana, at the request of the state insurance commissioner, took over a bad HMO. It was International Medical Center's HMO. The founder and owner of IMC had run off with about umpty-doodle millions of dollars in Medicare money and had left everybody in the lurch. And so the insurance commissioner says to Humana, would you please, please take over this plan? Because they were the only ones who had the infrastructure to handle it. So they were stuck with all these terrible contracts, corrupt doctors, patients who had not been served in years, and it was a mess.
And so you looked at how they rated recently, and big change, right?
I was frankly astonished that Humana rated just about the best in the state. The Humana Gold Plus plan now is just almost to the 5-star mark. They are going for it. I think they're going to get there very soon. I spoke with Dr. Scott Latimer of Humana. He is the Central Florida Market President for Humana Seniors Plans. And so he is very connected to the improvement that they've made. I asked him, how did they do this?
It's not like Humana did one thing that got us to 4.5 stars.
They did 3 major things. One was they decided to educate doctors about why it was important and how would they get to climb this star rating chart.
Doctors often ask, when asked to do more, why should I do this? I mean, it might be the right thing to do, but is the health plan asking me to do this for free? And part of the reason we have a primary care incentive program is in fact to say we recognize that time is money and this may cost some money to implement the processes to improve outcomes, so we want to pay some additional dollars, and we did.
Another thing they did was they gave bonuses to patients if they came in on time for their screenings, things like blankets and flashlights, so that patients would become partners with the doctors in making everything work better. The third thing they did was they found a nurse who was really good at this, and they put her in charge of the program.
And we use the informal term, and she doesn't particularly like it, stars are, mostly because it rhymes.
I love that, stars are. Carol Gentry of Health News Florida. And of course, you can see all of these ratings for these plans, Medicare Advantage plans and Medicare drug plans, at our website, healthnewsflorida.org. Thanks so much for joining us.
I enjoyed it, Scott.